Hey, DWA Backstage, how's it going? I thought I'd answer Pulsating Clouds' random questionnaire. Got some tea here, I'm ready to go. Fair warning, this might get a little bit deep. It's not gonna be light and fluffy. It might, well, depending on what direction I go, I don't know where my brain's gonna take me today. So we'll see. Okay, well, I put a lot of honey in that. Okay, question one. How are you right now? At the present moment, I'd say pretty good. I have a slight headache, but, you know, I always have a slight headache. I don't hate myself right now, and I feel like that's a good thing to do, not hate yourself, because, I spend a lot of time being self-deprecating, and I know it's pointless, and I know there's no point. That's the same thing as pointless. Oh my god! And see, I'm doing it. I know there's no reason to be self-deprecating, but I just can't help it sometimes, and I know that I shouldn't be, but I do, and it's bad. Anyway, but like now though, right now, I'm fine. I'm living. I am hashtag living. Question two. When answering a questionnaire, do you have answers ready? Have an idea of the questions? Or go in totally blind? The first questionnaire I did, it was, I wrote out what I was gonna say because I was pretty nervous about it. And I wanted to make sure I hit everything, but I'm kind of just going off it now. I'm not going in totally blind, but I have an idea. Yeah. Question three. What was your first submitted work on GWA, excluding comments and verifications? Were you proud of the outcome?
My first submitted work was a script by, Belle in the Woods. Shit, did I get that wrong? I don't know. I look at her stuff so often, I don't even know what her name is. I'm so sorry. Yes. Anyway, yeah, it was a script by Belle. And it was, was I proud of it? I'd say I was proud of it. I did a couple of run-throughs. I don't think I was planning on recording anything that night. I had been a lurker for a little bit, and then I made an account so I could show love to some of the posters that I just blew through all of their entire backlogs. So I was just like, well, I owe these people something. I gotta say hi, wow, you did a really good job. And then I came across a script, and it's like, wow, I could do this. This is within my reach. It's pretty cool. I was pretty proud of it. People liked it. It was nice. But then I set, like, high expectations for myself. And, I was like, ah, shit. Like, I have to, like, put out something really good next. And then, you know, stifled me a little bit. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. Number four. What is something in your life that you have never thought would happen? Well, besides this, I feel like that's a cop-out answer, but, like, honestly, I never thought I'd be doing this. When I was, all throughout my childhood, I was never really friends with any boys. And then, I have so many guy friends now. It's kind of ridiculous. I was always like a tomboy. I was always a tomboy when I was younger, but I don't know. It was just kind of me and my best friend alone in the world. But then we kind of have a squad now. It's quite interesting. But yeah, I never thought that would happen. Number five.
How old were you when you first fell in love with someone, and how did it feel? I honestly don't. Well, okay, like falling in love, like in romantic love with someone. I don't think that's ever happened. Honestly, I've been quite infatuated with some people, but you know, it was any of the boyfriends I've had, it was more because I felt like I was missing out being single, and I just wanted to have a boyfriend, you know. And the guys that were like in my life that also were interested in me, I was like, well, my reasoning was, well, I guess he's pretty cute, so why not, you know? I mean, he's not a bad person, so I'll, like, give it a shot. But I've never been in love with any of them. Yeah. I feel like I need to really get to know someone before I fall, like, in love with them. I lost my train of thought. Yeah, I feel like I really need to know someone for a long time before I fall in love with them, and I just haven't had any substantial relationships. Yeah. I feel like that sounds really sad, but I'm also really young, so I have a lot of life to live. It's fine. It's okay. I will say though that. I've never fallen in love, but I have experienced like non-romantic, like non-familial, like deep, like committed love. Like my best friend, she is rad, and we joke that we're basically engaged, and we're gonna get married. Because we basically are married, like, you know, like, we are down for a domestic partnership, just, you know. Yes. What was I saying? Oh, okay, 6. What is one of your biggest fears, and tell us a story of you experiencing it? One of my biggest fears. I have pretty vague fears. So I'm not that scared of spiders or like bugs or I don't know what else are people. I'm pretty scared of roller coasters. I've talked about that before. But that was kind of a cop-out answer because some of my biggest fears. Well, okay. A more tangible fear that can potentially go wrong and that I have control over is failure. I'm really scared of becoming a flop, because in what I want to pursue, I have no connections. I have no one in my family is in that field, and I'm kind of pioneering it for my family. So that's pretty scary. Experiencing it. I haven't flopped big yet, and I hope I never will. But I don't know. I've done pretty badly in some exams in school, just from sheer not studying. Like, I'm not dumb or anything. I just I don't know. But yeah, but I can always come back from that. Like, that level of failure. I mean, I don't think I ever actually didn't pass a class, so that's good. But
Oh, look, now I'm shaking. Fun stuff. Another one of my fears is, not so much dying, but just like the unknown of what happens after death. See, I told you this would get just get in there. I used to think about that a lot. I used to also think about natural disasters, global warming, just big everyone dies type things. I was brought up Roman Catholic, so we believe in heaven and all that fun stuff, but yeah, I don't know. I really, but I'm just like, who's to say that you don't just die and then you're dead, you know? I don't know. Okay, what's the next question? Oh, question number 7. Yes. Do you think you've heard the best music you have, or that some unknown track is still out there to blow your mind? Well, just pulling this back up again. I really don't think that I have. I mean, who's to say that the best music to ever be created, to ever be heard, hasn't been made yet? There's a lot of new advancements being made, and with music technology and with stuff happening. But yeah, I like to say that that I'm pretty well-versed in music. Well, I definitely am more than some of my peers. I was considering being a music major for a little bit. But there's definitely a lot that I haven't experienced. So I'd say that the latter half of that question, yes. Yes, there is still some unknown track out there that to blow my mind. Yes. Number 8. At what point did your favorite TV series become your favorite TV series? Well, first I need to decide whether or not Agent Carter is still my favorite or if Jane the Virgin has taken it over. Because Agent Carter is a comfort series to me. It's pretty short. It's only 2 seasons. Each season is like, well, the first season's like 8 episodes. Second season's 10, I think. So I just put it on when I'm doing stuff around the house, and I want to be comforted by badass Peggy Carter. But Jane the Virgin is this emoji. The yes, oh, you can't see it, but imagine one of those emojis that convey good things. Yeah, Jane the Virgin, it's an interesting concept, and I love everyone in it, and just the acting is so good, and it covers a lot of important topics that need to be addressed. There's a lot of diversity in there, a nice representation of a Latina family, and some LGBTQ couples and stuff. There are birds outside. Yes, I'm distracted. So that would be probably last year, around this time, is when I started watching it. Or maybe it became my favorite TV series right now because I decided it was my favorite TV series. I don't know. Yeah. Cool. Number 9. What is a weird, pointless talent that you have? How did you discover it? I'm not really sure if this qualifies as a talent, but because I can't really do it on command. Well, I can kind of do it on command, but I just have to be in the mood. I'm pretty good at switching between like super seductress mode and like goofy, innocent, cute mode. There's just such a divide. Actually, no, I can pretty much do it. It happens a lot when I dance. So I'll be dancing, and I'll do some kind of like really sexy move, and then all of a sudden I'll just, you know, I'll dab, or I'll like, I don't know, like click my heels like in the air and then like do some kind of like goofy move. I'll make like some funny face, and I just bring it out of it, and then I go back in to the sexy mode. It's one of my favorite pastimes. I feel like I've developed it. I've developed it over the years of, I don't know, when I just gauging reactions from people. Like I, when I do a particular move and then someone's like, ooh, that's spicy. And then when I, do something else. And then I feel awkward about it, so then I try to counteract it with something goofy. So that's how that happened. Question 10. How many of these questions do you think you've answered on other questioners? Well, I don't know. I feel like I don't do a whole lot of questioners. So the fears one was probably in there, because I remember talking about roller coasters before. I don't think anything else overlaps. And the bonus, I was trying to think of something I could do for this part, for the acting out something from a film. I can't think of anything. I'm not super into films. And all the things I can think of are like action sequences, you know, like fight scenes. I don't know. And I don't have like monologues memorized or anything. Ooh, I could do like something from Mean Girls. Nah. I don't know. I was gonna say something dumb that doesn't require talking and be like, oh, I'm gonna act out that part from Twilight where Bella sits in her room for multiple months. Isn't it great, guys? Yeah. Cool. Alright. Well, I'm done. That was a fun time. I feel like I'm becoming less guarded within this community, finally. I don't know, before I felt like I had to put on some kind of facade in order to fit in. But, you know, just hashtag living. Catch you later, y'all.